I don't care if she goes in the rabbit hole. I want to see him go in the pit. You get it up in the asshole.
That's right.
Yes.
But then again, the one we did watch, they had a sling.
Yeah.
And that didn't do anything.
Well, because the swing was very rickety.
Loud. It was like the chains were banging. It's like, gush, gush, gush. I mean, the guy's like moaning like crazy, and it's like, gush,
gush. But you can hear the chain.
Yeah.
I wonder what that happens with Big Fatty.
Huh?
With his sling.
He probably has a really nice swing.
But can you hear it, though?
I don't know.
Are those all swings?
But he's not making a porno.
No, I know. But, I mean, could his neighbors hear it if he has neighbors?
No, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's like, oh, BF is at it again. Oh, yeah.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
BF is at it again.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1815 of the BFO for Thursday the 8th of January 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, it's going to be a little bit like yesterday again today. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Dextromethorphanians. Big Fatty, how did you say that? I have no idea. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, as you may guess from the sounds of snot, Big Fatty, welcome to the sounds of snot. Big Fatty is sick still. But y'all, I gotta say, I feel a little bit better today. I did not go to the coal mine, y'all, and this is something I wanted to talk about. Excuse me, it's a little hard to breathe sometimes. Even if you're feeling better, if you're not well, don't go into the coal mine. unless it's absolutely necessary, because y'all, it's just not right to expose folks in your coal mine to your diseases. Big Fatty, I'll just back it up here a little bit. After I recorded yesterday's little show, I had me a garden salad for my supper, and y'all, then I was sitting here, and I was watching the news, and y'all, it was just like, I got to go to bed, and y'all, this was about 7:30 in the evening, and I mean, I could just feel all the energy draining out of me, and I said, I got to go to bed. So y'all, I went and I took me another dose of the NyQuil, and I crawled into the love chamber. But yeah, Big Fatty, there was no love in there last night. It's true. Y'all, I turned the TV machine on. The turnip head sent me a testimonium reminding me that the Master Chef Junior new season was starting last night. And y'all, I had that in the TV machine to record. But I thought, well, you know, sometimes just having a little noise and all that, that will, you know, it keeps your mind from racing and things like that. Well, y'all, let me just tell you, I crawled in the bed about 7:30 p.m. in the evening. Maybe it was a few minutes after that. I never saw the first minute of the Master Chef Junior, and the TV was set to go off at around 9 o'clock. But, y'all, I was I was out like a light, and y'all, I didn't get up to TT or anything else. Man, did you TT in the bed? I hope not. I was out until about 8:30 in the morning. Y'all, I slept straight through for about 13 hours, so that tells you something right there. And so I sent Larry Clough a testimonial. I said, I'm not coming in today either. And y'all, I've been low on the NyQuil, but last night I found an extra bottle in the closet, you know, where I keep my extra, it's kind of like my private pharmacy, my private, for those of you in the my private chemist. And so Anyway, I found that, so I was in good shape. You know, Larry Clyde's been very kind. He says, "Oh, do you need anything?" And you know, I said, "No." I told him I was running low on the NyQuil, but I had the dextromethorphan. I had the what is that stuff called? The Theraflu. That's it. Me, fatty. So I was okay if I ran out of the NyQuil, but I was okay, and you know, but I then I found the other bottle. But anyway, so I sent him that testimonium, and y'all, then I rolled back over and I went back to sleep. And probably about, 9:30, 10 o'clock, I got up and I had me some coffee. And, you know, the coffee is good because it kind of loosens everything up. You know, and y'all, it's not like there's a green snot or, "Big Fatty, we're having Cheerios." My discharges are clear, as they say. And anyway, I'm certainly feeling much better today than I did yesterday. I sat down to record this a few minutes ago, and I was just like, "I don't think I can do this." And I went and I took a good hot shower, and y'all, I think that's one of the things that'll it'll make you feel better. And y'all, I had the rest of that chicken soup for my lunch. And you know, the chicken soup, I don't know if you know this, it's good for the soul. Big fatty. I've done that, and I kind of got after that hot shower, I just kind of got a burst of energy. I said, "I better go do this little show before I crash and burn again." And tonight, Wednesday night, y'all, this is when we're supposed to have the hard freeze. So we'll see how it all works out. My plan right now is to, you know, see how I feel in the morning, planning on going to work, if I wake up and I've got that head thud, I'm just gonna no. But right now I feel like I'm improving, I'm gonna get a good night's sleep tonight, Wednesday night, and then I'll see how I feel in the morning. But my plan is to head on back into the coal mine. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm sorry I didn't put up a picture on Hump Day of the cans that I opened yesterday, but y'all, I'm just going to put them along with the ones I opened today up at noon today. Y'all, our next card is from Jay out there in the Highlands Ranch, Colorado. Big Fatty. So we're going to open it up right now. Big Fatty, you don't have the light on. You're not prepared. You can't even see the cans. All right, I've just turned it on. And it says, there's a little stick man and a snowman. It says, "With this top hat, my snowman will come to life." And you open it up, and it says, it's, it says, "You got frostbite on your what?" And it's the doctor talking to the man. It says, "Berg Ready, not Poodle McNoodle." "Big Ready, why isn't it for me?" "I don't know." It says, "Thanks for another year of ruination, Aussie Martinez and Jay Robinson." "And Big Ready, so Aussie sent me one and Jay sent you one." It's true. And mine is much vulgar than yours, as it should be. Jay, thank you so much. And Aussie, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Our next one is, y'all, this one is from Melissa the Confused. "Oh, Big Fatty, look, it's got a little stick on the back. It's a snowflake. I love it." And, Big Fatty, it's got foil. It's a foil-lined envelope, too. Melissa knows. She may be confused about some things, but she's not confused about what Big Fatty likes when it comes to a Kremikov. That's for damn sure. Anyway, look at that. What is that? That looks like a that looks like the manger scene or something inside of a snowflake on a shiny, what do you call that? On a shiny card. And it says, "Murder, wishing you happiness this holiday season and throughout the year. All my love to you, Melissa the Confused." Big Fanny, she's such a sweetie. It's true. She is a sweetheart like no other. Y'all, our next card is from that Mean King. You know, he's up there in the Washington's D.C. And y'all, you know, Mean King says, "You know, Burke, I hadn't been in the Crema spirit until I heard the Crema God music. So hopefully he's in better spirit." And oh, look at that. Y'all, it is a black and white picture of the U.S. Capitol. And I think Mean King takes these pictures. I'm not 100% sure. Oh, look at that. And y'all, he's got a picture of lightning striking. It says, "Berg Ruddy, thank you for a wonderful year of lunchtime podcast. I feel like you are a good friend since I get to listen to you every day of the week. One of the highlights of my year was meeting you in Vegas at Pride 48. It was a great experience for me, and you were a big part of it." Big Fanny, that's because you're so fat. It's true. "Hope you have a wonderful holiday season. Eric Mean King. P.S. Congratulations on the new home." And Eric, these are lovely pictures here, and thank you so much for the can. Yes, Big Fanny.
Born is the king.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, old Spot and Crazy, he has been at it, posting pictures like crazy over there at Spot and Big Fatty, and y'all, it's because people were getting ready to send more in, and his box was full. Big Fatty, it sounds vulgar. Y'all, last time we were over here, that Toppy Smelly had spotted Big Fatty running with his shirt off and his red thong, and they all wanted Big Fatty's crema hat, and y'all, then a veritable Virgo spotted Big Fatty. And it's Big Fatty's wearing some sort of sexy little thing. It says, "Calling all gentlemen callers, happy holidays. Just when you thought the holiday season couldn't get any better." And y'all, Big Fatty is hollering out for the gentlemen callers to come on by. And y'all, then our next spotting a Big Fatty was by that Moose Pea. It says, "The fat one starts a new exercise routine for the new year." And Big Fatty he's got some sort of swords, and he's all bloody and dirty and a Big Fatty.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello. Bacon. Hey, part of the bacon. Enjoyed your little Christmas shows and all the little anyway. Messages from all the callers to Santa. And I'm torn. I don't know if I'm going to actually buy a brand new car, but if I do, I'm most likely going with a BMW. And I was just wondering if there was anyone out there who had any advice as to like what BMW I should buy. I don't want the kind that are, I want a car, and I want a four-door car, and I want all the bells and whistles that come with it. I don't want one of those cars that are like, it's like the new grandma car is those mid-sized cars that are bigger than a car but smaller than a minivan. It's like all the grandmas are driving those. I'm driving around right now, and everyone I look at and go, oh, maybe. Well, anyway, my sister-in-law has a Lexus like that, and it's like, it's kind of nice, but like, I'm not ready for a grandma car. Plus, I still have my Yukon, and I'm not trading that off. So I just want to park it. I want to park it and save it and use it just for like long trips. But anyway, anyone has any advice on and this car I'll be purchasing probably June 15th when I have the purse string cutting ceremonies with the oldest child. You know, he just graduated, so we have to have an official purse string cutting ceremony 6 months after graduation to just say, you're on your own now. Don't ever ask me for a dime. So, all right. Yeah, I'm nice until 6 months after graduation, then I'm done with you. All right. Well, anybody's help would be greatly appreciated. You have 6 months to do all the research for me.
Yes. Thank you, Miss. Thank you very much, Miss Bacon, for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. I'm glad you enjoyed the Grandma Spectacular for 2014. And I'm going to suggest that you talk to one of two people. The Faye driver, of course, he knows all about the cars. And since you want a BMW, I'm going to suggest you talk to that 1%er Adam Burns, because y'all, he's had BMWs before too, I believe. As far as the granny cars, I think those are called Buicks.
Hey, Big Patty. Hey, Poodle.
Hi.
It's Tim Stelling. Just wanted to call and officially wish you a happy new year and thanking you for all the fun giggles and laughter and all everything that you do for the 2014, and looking forward to a happy and wonderful 2015. Special shout out to Kathy Bacon. Hey, Bacon. I have a date with Jim tomorrow. Take care of you. Bye, Poodle.
Bye. Happy New Year. Hey, bye, Timmy. Y'all, that, of course, is that Timmy Sims. And, Timmy, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice, and I hope you're having a happy new year also. Now, when you say you have a date with Jim tomorrow, is that spelled J-I-M or G-Y-M? Big Patty.
I've been transferred 4 or 5 times. From a ringtone to another one to get this line. It's been 5 minutes I've been calling. Hello, Big Fatty. This is Kathy Bacon, the number one fan of the BFO for 2014. I wanted to wish you a gay Krima and happy Krima and happy new year 2015. And everybody is talking about me leaving my post of a number one fan for 2014. But people, don't be sad. I will be here in 2015 as the number one fan of the BFO for 2015, as I will be nominated and I will win the elections in 2015. And my duties are not done until the new number one fan, as moi, won't be elected, if I remember, in January or in February. So don't be sad, people. I will still be here in 2015, and I will be your queen, and you will be my slave. This was Kathy Bacon calling. Thank you for calling. Bye bye. And happy new year. Bye bye. The neighbors are thinking I'm crazy.
Y'all, that, of course, is that Hat M, the number one fan of the BFO for 2014, and Big Fatty, y'all, it's only about three more weeks that Hat M will be the number one fan, and Ed, It's All About Med, what do you think of Big Fatty's number one fan contest?
BF is at it again.
Not until, it's coming up soon, yes!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1-800-878 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.